At this point in the retreat, there can be a little more momentum. And maybe all that needs to be explored really is simply recognizing that you're already aware. The more the Dhamma makes the effort instead of us making the effort. Alexis talked about personal effort and Dhamma effort yesterday. The more we let go of the doing side of practice, awareness already happening, experience already being known, the Dhamma effort begins to reveal more and more of our experience. The gaining of momentum of mindfulness allows awareness and wisdom to begin to see more subtle phenomena, more subtle experience. That is subtler in a way than the doing of the practice. And so if we are trying to be aware, there's a certain level of experience that can be obscured because of the effort of the doing. And so at some point, even for only a few moments at a time, we may be able to touch into this momentum and really step back and see what is revealed. One kind of experience that can be revealed as the momentum of mindfulness grows is this aspect of perception, the recognizing function of the mind. Hearing sound. And then recognizing it as car or bird or Andrea talking. Or siren. sometimes with perception, we not only recognize what something is, but perception also tends to locate experience in space and time. And so as we hear a sound, for instance, we may have the feeling almost as if awareness is projecting out in space and landing with that sound. And so anytime there's this recognition of location, of space, of time, direction, distance, this too is also perception at work. Again, this can just be information at this point if it's not resonating in your experience. Just take it in and let it go. Another aspect of perception at work that may be kind of hidden in our view of awareness is thinking of awareness itself as having a location. We may think that awareness or knowing kind of rests in our head, behind our eyes. Maybe we have a sense of it having a certain size or direction. This too is perception interpreting the experience of being aware. Awareness itself is a process rather than a thing. And as a process, it doesn't have a location. Awareness has no location. As a skillful means, it can be interesting if you notice it feeling like awareness having a location or a direction. To play with the perception of that. Right now, maybe even just exploring the possibility of thinking about awareness, instead of maybe being centered in the head where many of us locate it, exploring the possibility of the heart being aware, just as playing with the perception. Letting the attention kind of rest in the area of the heart. It might be able to feel like the heart knows Again, this is perception at work, but it can be a kind of a balance for habitual view of awareness. Or maybe playing with the perception of awareness being as vast as space. Infinite space. Sometimes playing with this perception around awareness can open us to new terrain. New understandings about awareness and how it functions. There's no need to create a view that awareness is any particular way. Already aware, recognizing in some ways that with a level of momentum of awareness, awareness takes care of itself. And there's actually very little effort that needs to be made. In fact, sometimes we can explore that as a question. How little effort does it take for awareness to be recognized?